Romans chapter 11, Mishnah 3, as we said in the last Mishnah, ain't oisin tamarim devash. A person is not allowed to take truma produce and turn it into something which is not its usual way of using. So, for example, says the Mishnah, one may not turn dates into honey, velo tapuchim yayin, or apples into wine, velo sisvanios chometz, or winter grapes into vinegar. Ushu'al kolaperus ain mishanin oisam ibriasan betruma ubamasa shani. And no other fruit may be altered from its natural state, apart if it's truma or masa shani. So the Mishnah is adding in over here masa shani, the second tar that's taken and given to the poor or up to Jerusalem, which we'll learn about. But truma or masa shani is not allowed to be altered from its natural state. El zaysim v'navim bilvad, except the Mishnah says olives and grapes. Which are olives were mainly used, as we mentioned, for oil, olive oil, and grapes were mainly used for wine. So since these are the main products of olives and grapes, this processing for the olives and grapes into oil and wine doesn't reduce, it's not a reduction in status, it's considered an elevation in status, and therefore that is permitted. So while we're on the topic of changing produce, says the Mishnah, one doesn't receive lashes on account of orla. So what's orla? Orla is the first 3 years of a tree's life. One is not allowed to use the fruit of the tree. And the Torah sets aside that whoever eats orla transgresses a prohibition, and it's one of the transgressions that a person will receive lashes for. So says the Mishnah, one doesn't receive lashes if they eat orla, if they eat the issuance of orla produce. So if a person took orla produce and the issuance of that produce, they made juice out of it. For example, same kind of topic as we've been dealing with in the Mishnah, they won't get lashes. Ela al hayotzi min hazaisim umin anavim. Except for olives and grapes is the same exception. If a person drank olive oil from orla olives, or drank wine from grapes which were younger than 3 years, so that would be one of the prohibitions that they would receive lashes for. Ve'ein mevim bikurim mashkin ela yotzi min hazaisim min anavim. So too, first fruits. First fruits had to be brought up to the temple and offered up, as we will learn in Maseches Bikurim. And a person is not permitted to bring the juices or the extract of these, except for olives and wine. Similar laws. Veinu matame mishum mashke, and also nothing is rendered unclean. Ela yotzi min hazaisim umin hanavim. Only the issuance from olives and grapes. So what this means is that when it comes to the laws of cleanliness and uncleanliness, tuma and tahara, the seven liquids that we've listed before in the previous Mishnah, water, dew, wine, oil, blood, milk, or bees' honey. So all of those are not the issuance of produce, except for wine and oil. So those two things are included in the list of the seven liquids that allow the transfer of purity and impurity. V'ein makriven al gabe hamizbeach, and also nothing is offered up on the altar, ela hayotzi min hazaisim min hanavim, except that which issues from olives and grapes. Olive oil was used in the mincha offerings, which we'll learn to when we get to Menachos, and grapes, there were often wine libations that were poured with the offerings. So the olive oil and the wine libations, those were the only two things that were offered up on the altar, which were the issuance of a product.